Hello, everybody. Welcome back to episode 2 of the Logistics Talk Show. Yesterday, we covered the TikTok ban. Today, something a little personal that I have to deal with today and every single day of my life. Speedos. Now, one thing I've noticed is a lot of people who go really, really fast on, like, the interstate are usually people from out of state, like, doing the Indy 500 race season. That's happening, I believe, today. Today is the 27th of May, so I think that's when the Indy 500 or 400, whatever it is going on. But, oh my god, Illinois people, jeez, they must be some of the worst, because the interstate I live next to, they go a solid 80 to 100, and the speed limit is 70. I know this because I go about 75, and then they go right past me, and it's crazy. Like, what compels you to go 90 miles an hour in a 70? Well, anything at any moment could happen. A semi could get knocked over by the wind. What are you going to do when you're going 90 miles an hour and a semi falls over in front of you? Or, what commonly happens, because of people who speed, going that fast, 80, going 10 above the speed limit, that's how you get so much traffic jams. I mean, really think about it. If someone's going 70, and there's construction, and they have to slow down to 55, that's not going to be bad. That's going, as soon as you see it, you can sometimes just let off the gas, and you'll be fine. Maybe you have to hit the brake a little bit. But, like, if you're going 90, that is almost going twice as slow as you were before. Because 45 miles per hour is half the speed of 90, and it's just less than 10, so you have to slow down 35 miles an hour in a span of who knows how long. You're going to have to hit those brakes. And then the person behind you is going to have to hit those brakes, and they're going to have to hit them longer, because in America, we are weird. We wait for the person to get off the brake and continue going before we get off the brake. And so that chain is just going to make a reaction. The government already knows this is how traffic jams happen. It's because some guy hits the brake because they're either going really slow or really fast. And then you get a traffic jam. And then all of a sudden, your whole goal of getting there in 5 minutes becomes getting there in 3 hours. Because you just caused the entire freeway to get backed up. It's really dumb, if you ask me, personally. And it's really, and also, it makes it hard for people to change lanes. I have a 2-lane interstate where I'm at. And for some strange reason, mainly adults who are, once again, the ones against technology and teenagers are the problem and all this stuff, are the same ones going 80, 85, 90. Sometimes I've seen people go 100 easily down there before. Almost all grown adults. The only times I know of kids who are teenagers that are driving, the only time they ever go that fast is if they're doing a small race. And they at least have the courtesy to make sure there was no one within a half mile radius in front of them in case something was to happen. They have some decency. They shouldn't do it in the first place, but at least they put some thought behind it. Like, if you're late for work, just wake up earlier, genius. Instead of risking your own life, because what are you going to do if you're trying to make it to work on time so you get a full paycheck, if you don't make it there at all and you don't get a paycheck, and then now your family's paying for a $5,000 funeral? Elaborate that one to me, please. The fastest I've ever gone was 85 and a 70 because I was trying to get my mom to the doctor's because she was really sick, and I was trying to make sure I got there in time in case she needed to throw up or anything like that. And I felt god-awful going that fast because then the people are going to think I'm one of those speeding maniacs. But, like I was saying, if you're trying to change lanes, it is so much easier to go from, you're behind a semi, they're supposed to go 65, to get into a lane where someone's going 70, they're going 5 miles an hour faster, so you have plenty of time to get to that speed. But they could be going 90. And I don't think you realize how much of a distance you have to be away from them so that way they don't just get right up behind you immediately. Like, it's a crazy amount. It's really, if you can tell what the front of the car looks like, then it's too close. Because by the time you even line up the front of your car with the back of the car you're trying to pass, they're already right behind you. And it's like, there's literally no point. Not one whatsoever. And there's, you know, then you hear, oh, we should up the speed limit, we should up the speed limit. Then what? You want someone who has 6 months of experience driving on the freeway first time going 85 miles an hour right next to you? You want that? Just go to speed limit. Go 75. Hell, I'm not even gonna be mad if you go 80. Okay. It's not too bad. Especially if you're going 75. Then it's not gonna be the worst. And what's happening is pretty simple. I know what one thing that contributes to it is people are telling people, oh, that's the fast lane, the left lane, it's the fast lane, you're supposed to go fast, because that's what kids see. We all know, you've been in the passenger seat or the back seat as a kid, and you see people in the lane, on the left lane, and they're zooming by, so you assume that lane must be for going fast. And then you have that mindset when you start driving, and then you just stick to it. And you refuse to change it, which becomes a problem. People aren't smart, I'm telling you. But that's not the point of the left lane. The left lane is so you can get around slower traffic. For example, semis, OVs, people with large trailers, they're supposed to go a little under the speed limit, 60, 65. That allows you to move out and continue onward. Also, it makes it so if you have people coming on the on-ramp, you can get out of their way so they can get on. But if you're speeding, those people can't move out of the way. They have to hit their brakes. The people behind them have to hit their brakes because there's a line of 6 cars going 90, tailgating a guy for no reason whatsoever, mainly out-of-state people or middle-aged, mostly middle-aged, men and women coming back from work or going to work in a new car. And it's like, that's a part of the problem. Oh. I hate people like that so much. Just so much. But anyways, then that just causes a traffic jam, and that's why you get so many traffic jams. I'm like, 465 that goes in a circle around Indianapolis. Holy Toledo, the speed limit is 55, but I get past going 70. I was trying to follow my friend, and he was flooring it, so I had to stay behind him because I can't pull up my GPS in the middle of the interstate. People just passing by like crazy. It's gotten so bad that the government's trying to intervene. The state government's like, this is really, really becoming a problem, and it's becoming really dangerous. It became really dangerous when someone shot at somebody after they got cut off. A lady hit the horn, and then the guy just starts shooting at her. And it's like, there is no point. It is not made for cars to go that fast. That's how the road deteriorates faster, which means more construction more often because you can't go to speed limit. And, like, getting on, like, the ramps and stuff to go into, like, a different interstate or just get off into Indianapolis or Greenwood or Carmel or Fishers or Speedway or whatever, those ramps are, like, set to be, you have to go 40 or below, and if you're going 90, you are hitting those brakes with all your might, and that's how you get rear-ended. Because a car is going 60, doesn't have to hit the brakes as hard, all of a sudden you slam on your brakes. That's a big uh-oh for them, especially if there's a semi behind them. Semis can't stop like normal cars, because they have tons of weight. It's like being pushed by the entire football team and trying to stop them. Like, have you ever played tug of war and you start getting that momentum and you're on the losing team and they get that momentum? You know how hard it is for them to pull it back? It's really difficult. that it's possible is really difficult. That's what it is like. There's so much weight pushing it forward and so little being able to pull it back. And it just causes so many issues. And then they look at you like you're crazy because you're going to speed limit. They'll get mad at you. They will get mad that you are not going 20, 30 over the speed limit. And then people who do go to speed limit feel bad and try to get out of the way as fast as possible, which can cause them getting an accident. Here's what I say. If you're one of those people who is worried about being tailgated and like how mad speeders will get, don't care. Don't ever care about someone getting mad that you're doing the right thing. As soon as you let people who do wrong decide that what is right is wrong, then you've let yourself go and you become one of them. You know what is right, so do what is right no matter what. People are going to hate. People get bashed online for saving people's lives or stopping a shooting. Greenwood Pokemon, there was a shooting. A guy had a gun with him. He's not supposed to. It's supposed to be a gun-free zone, but so did the shooter. He had his gun on him, so he shot the shooter, and he got banned permanently from the mall. He is no longer ever allowed to go back there. But he could have been... He's very well probably the sole reason the mall is still open, because if they just let him go on that rampage, I doubt that mall would have been open. There would probably been so many bodies that were taken weeks to clean everything. It would take like good 2-3 days to get the bodies out, and God knows how long to get all the gun cleared out. I mean, it's crazy. People hate when you do the right thing and you just can't care for what they have to say. Never let a wrong person take control of you. Never never listen to them. They are wrong and sick-minded people. Usually are the power-crazy people I talked about last episode. But not only that, then your car... People wonder why their car only lasts 5-6 years. When their friend has the same car and it lasts 10-20 years. I have a car that's 19 years old with almost all original parts. They need replaced. That's going to cost a lot of money. But still, it's crazy. And then what happens, your engine's going to wear out faster, you're going to get more miles on your car a lot faster, you're going to go through oil changes more, because you're going to burn and burn and burning it, flooring it down as hard as you can. Brakes, because you're going to be hitting those brakes a lot. Those people who slam on their brakes all the time usually end up getting brake pads every 2 months. And spend hundreds of dollars because they can't do it themselves and only spend 60 on a pair, you know. And your tires are going to wear out much faster. All the parts on your car are just going to wear out. Your suspension is going to wear out because you hit a hole going 90. It's going to be a lot worse than going 55. And it's just, it should be common sense. That they should definitely have up until you're 18, at least, they do biannual checks. They check the same day you got your license, and then half a year later, exactly half a year later, exactly 6 months later, and they just keep doing that cycle. And each test is a little more difficult. My driving test was to drive in the square. The only non-normal thing that happened was there was a vehicle off on the side of the road with a trailer unloading stuff. So I had to do proper maneuvers to make sure the road was clear for me to go around. Other than that, I had a railroad track, three traffic lights, a few stop signs. I had to go through a school zone, and that was about it. It was so easy. They don't ever take you on the freeway. They don't have you parallel park, which, not many people do that much anymore. Still good to know. They don't have you park in general or show proper parking lot etiquette in a Walmart and tell you don't just stay right behind them. You give them space, and if you can go around the people walking, go around. All that stuff. Or proper freeway etiquette. They don't test to see if you can change your tire in an emergency. They don't do tests when should you get your oil changed? It should. I'll be like, I don't know, question like A, every 3,000 miles. B, every 3 months. C, whichever of A and B come first. Or D, never. Like, they should. They have to know these things. Oh, idiotic drivers. And like, I will fully admit, I've done stuff that I shouldn't. Which is not yielding to proper traffic, you know, all that good stuff. But those are like, in the moment, like, I was going through and it was one way doesn't stop. And I couldn't tell where this car was going. I was already halfway out. And he was just got out of a light and somehow was going 30 in like a 25-yard stretch, and he was just flooring it through there, probably with the yellow light trying to get through, and which still don't know how, because he had to turn, or he had to leave from Walmart and just floor it straight through the light, and he never had a turn signal on, so I'm like, I don't know which way you're going, buddy, so I'm going, pray to God, he go the way that isn't where I'm going, and then all of a sudden, he just flipped his lights on, turn signal, to go, left, and I'm in his way, and it's like, buddy, you could have, from the start, before I was even out, you could have had that signal on, and you could have not been going that fast. I do admit, yes, I shouldn't be out there, but you gotta give me some warning. Oh. This is kind of fun, that's not even a lie. But like, I mean, it's just such an issue. Or you go somewhere that's a 35. It's a 35 for a pretty good reason, because it is a small town, and in those towns, they're going to have people walking. Children will be out. They're going to have some probably more narrow turns and a lot of people turning. The whole point is going 35 gives you plenty of time to react. Like, you can't react nearly as fast going 55 as you can going 35. Like, you can't. You should know this. If you don't go 55, slam on your brakes, go 35 and slam on your brakes. Or go 55 down the road, have someone at some random point that you don't know with a ball, have them throw the ball out, and then see if you hit it or not. And then do the same, but going 35. You will see the difference. You will feel it. If you've ever almost hit something, you know that the slower you go, the less likely you are to hit something. Oh. So, oh. People are just so selfish, you know? Absolutely god awful selfish. Oh. It's like, right is wrong, wrong is right. Don't help out other people. Darwinism. I plan to do a segment on Darwinism. If you don't know what that is, basically you believe in survival of the fittest, and you should only do what's good for you. You should only do what's good for you, no matter the cost. Hence evolution. Darwinism. Yeah. And gospelism. Which is, you should help everyone, and if you can, do whatever you need to, one, keep yourself okay, but help other people in need. Scout law. What Jesus says. Gospelism. So, I don't know. I do think that plays a huge role in a lot of this. I don't know how huge, but huge. The people who also go under the speed limit, like 10, 15, God, they just anger you. Because then, if you're able to pass them, you're going to try to. Because, like, buddy, you need to go to speed limit. Usually, a faster speed limit is because it's a long stretch of road, and it's so you can get through it quicker. Now, some people say that's not bad. It depends. Today, I was in an area with a speed limit of 45. A line of cars got held back because the guy in front decided to drop down to 35. Wayne Emily, he was going 45, and he dropped down to 35, because I guess he assumed that's what the speed limit was when there was a sign on the pole of a streetlight or something that said 45 miles per hour. There was never a sign that said 35. Never. I don't know when the nearest one even is on that road. State Road 9. It's... You know, that's what you feel. Oh, that's what you feel. I'm gonna... And you wonder, is it like, are they in trouble? But if you go under the speed limit and you are having an issue with your car, put your hazard lights on. That lets me as a driver know, hey, I'm having difficulties. When you're able to, please go around. And then people are usually polite and will stop by and see, hey, are you lost? Are you okay? Like, what can we do to help you? And that's America. But, like, if you just go because you're trying to be some sort of speeding hero to stop people from speeding, which, I mean, people do, but that's what the police are for. If you notice, a lot of people are speeding in the area, get some of it on film, say, hey, go to your police department, tell them, hey, there's been an issue lately with people going really fast on this road. Could you set up a patrol unit, a speed trap, to monitor that road and see what goes? And sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. Usually best to do that at the end of the year, because that's when cops are trying to make their quota. And they're like, oh, if you're seeing a lot of people speeding, I might have some luck, because I'm not getting anything where I'm at. And they might go by and do it, but... I mean, I was on an interstate. Speed limit was 70. I got stuck behind on a 3-lane interstate behind some lady, face first in her steering wheel, like the classic hunchback in the steering wheel, seat far forward, in a PT Pit Cruiser, going 50. 50. Semi-trucks, dump trucks, RVs were just passing her. I watched her get full-on tailgated by a semi-truck. No hazard lights or anything of the sort. Not one. And it was just, I didn't understand. But that wasn't the only thing. I watched getting onto that same interstate the same day around the same time. Because this was all like one, me trying to get to one exit to the other. This car in front of me was trying to merge into the freeway after going down the on-ramp, going 45. It's like, you have to go faster. I get you don't want to end up at the end, but you're less likely to do that if you get the same speed as the other vehicles. And then that same person was getting tailgated by a semi-truck. I just don't understand it. Like, that's also a hazard, because if someone is going to speed limit and they have to slow down because of you, that can cause traffic jam, just like speeding. It can cause them to crash into you, because sometimes you're just going really slow and all of a sudden you pull out in front of them and then... dead. You got hit by a semi, you're dead. I hope you're happy with what you did with yourself. La 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 la. That's gonna be the last thing you hear. You're gonna be dead, and then gates of hell, and I go, you got it, and then they take you home. I hope they do. If you're doing one of those people, I hope they just nab you up and go, oh, you're coming with me. And it's just a giant hand where everybody can see, and they all stop and get out of the cars and go, yay, yay, yay. And then they just grab you and pull you under. Like, that's what I want to see happen. You know? I don't understand it. I really don't understand it. Go somewhere between the exact speed limit up to 10 above, okay? Usually you won't even get pulled over if you go below, if you're not going 10 or above. Like, go 75 and a 70 for all I care, but Jesus, stay somewhere in that range. The speed limit sign isn't saying you can go below 70, but your limit is 70, so people go 50. That's not what it's saying. It's saying the limit speed is 70, period. and vice versa. It's not for you to go up your 70s, like the bottom end, and you can go up from that. Like, that's not it either. The only reason people go about 5, 6, 7 above is because usually cops aren't going to pull you over for that. They legally can and legally will sometimes, but I mean, that's just the whole thing with that. But, oh my god. It angers me so much. I hope someone's listening to this in their car going 90 miles an hour and realize how stupid they are for doing that. Like, I'm gonna come on, crawl out your radio, okay? Grab you by the throat, choke you. I'm gonna watch you crash into a semi and disappear. Lady found her strangle marks after crashing straight into head on with a semi truck on the opposite lane of travel. Died on impact. Was she trying to kill herself? The world may never know. That's gonna be your story, and then it'll be over. Just like that. Gone. Forgotten. That's the end of the podcast. Stay logical. Have fun. Don't speed or go too slow. Goodbye.